Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast, a special edition of Bachelor Podcast from vacay. So if it sounds a little weird, that's why. But the Bachelor or Bachelorette never sleeps. Joining us as always is Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Happy to be here talking about Katie Thurston and her drama-filled episode from New Mexico.
Once again.
We pick up again right where we left off, which was there's going to be a group date, which we didn't necessarily know existed. Before we even get to the group date, of course, we have to talk more about Thomas. And if you drink a game around Thomas wants to be the Bachelor, you probably aren't listening to this right now.
You are still drunk.
Of course, they have Katie do the foreshadowing where it's like, we're going to have such a great time. Like, are you though?
Really? Not a great episode for Thomas. You could tell early on in the episode, like he realized that he was going down the wrong path. And he kind of tried to do some damage control, but it did not work out in his favor.
Yeah. I mean, he knew he was outed or about to be outed. And, you know, so as they go to the group date, he's sort of, and really throughout the episode, they keep flashing back to him at the hotel. And I can only imagine this, you know, the slick talking guy that he is, like how many different versions of his speeches he was going through in his head.
Exactly.
But before he had his moment of truth, if you will, we actually did get this group date, which again, did I miss a date card on this at any point? Because I still don't ever recall this being.
No, I don't think we ever got a date card because right before it started, one of the guys was like, oh, well, the date card said, and I didn't write it down, but
it was be daring in the game of love.
Yeah, so we definitely never saw that date card arrive or being read. But this was actually a good group of guys for a date. Like there was actually no drama during the date. I mean, there was a little bit at the cocktail portion, but I wouldn't even call that drama really compared to what we've been dealing with the other guys. But it was a really good group of guys for this date and they all seemed to have fun and it didn't seem too much like a competition. Even though it was a game like of truth or dare, but it wasn't competitive. It was more fun and doing daring things, really.
Yeah, and they were working together, you know, because it was the one had to sort of, it's almost like when you play golf, like even though you're playing against each other, you're playing together and you have to check each other, like you each put cards in at the end, like you had to record the other one and you had to make sure they, you know, you were waxing the other one's butt. I mean,
yeah.
They're not things like this. There's no competition involved in putting wax in another dude's butt and
they were like, they were cheering each other on too. Like it was just a good group of guys, even though I don't know, Josh and Connor C, I really, like, they put Connor C and then put Connor C under it. And I was like, I swear I've never seen him before.
And I have it in my notes.
I still don't know who Josh is.
She mentioned Josh, and I said, wait, and I actually wrote, Josh is a real person on this show.
I don't even remember the name Josh from this season at all. I knew the two Andrews. I knew Christian because he's from Boston, and I love Trey and his personality, so I knew Trey, and obviously we know Mike P. But Josh and Connor C, I just, I did not remember at all.
I mean, I knew there was another Connor just because Connor B had to have the initial. So I knew there was one somewhere, but
right.
Josh and Connor, I was like, did you just add these to the season? Is this a new thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I did not remember them, but Tasia and Caitlin joined Katie for this date, which, I mean, I guess you needed someone to talk and giggle with while they were doing all these crazy things, but she was like, I brought some friends, and I was like, oh, we're getting more people, and it was just Tasia and Caitlin. But,
oh, it's just you.
Yeah, oh, just you again. But it was good. Instead of doing crazy things like eating different kinds of bugs, it was basically just eating carbs. But it was fun.
to a lot of these guys, let's be honest, eating carbs is probably 10 times worse than eating like weird bugs.
Yeah, I don't know who said it, but I think someone said that they haven't had carbs in years.
Yeah, I mean, someone like me, I see a plate of Twinkies and I get excited. Yeah. These guys are like,
they were dreading it. They were like, oh my God, pasta.
Oh, carbs. What am I getting? Chocolate cake? Who wants that? Everyone?
Worst date ever.
Just add some ice cream and it's the perfect date ever.
But yeah, then they had the sweet talking and the big ear and the waxing part.
Wait a minute. Don't just glaze over that, because first of all, I love the fact that they lied to Greg and said like, oh no, we can't hear you.
And it was a microphone.
But how does Greg decide that, okay, just to get through this minute of sweet talking, I'm going to talk dirty about states?
Yeah.
Geography. How do you not go down like 12 pegs being like bend over Florida, which I mean, yeah, we have to bend over, but for a different reason. But it's like, come on.
Obviously he did not know what to say.
I think I would take less points away for putting wax in someone's butt and taking whatever hairs off there than somehow talking dirty about Florida and other rando states.
Yeah. Didn't quite understand where he was trying to go with that. And I don't think he knew where he was going.
That's probably part of it.
I think he said the beginning of it, and then he's like, okay, now I have to kind of stick with this because I have no idea what I'm saying.
And luckily no one can hear me. Well,
yeah.
About that.
You should have known better, Greg.
And so we've done the propose with the big ring before. Did they also have to eat peppers last time? I don't remember.
I don't remember, but this seemed extremely familiar. So I want to say maybe at some point we did something with peppers. Like, I think maybe peppers, and then you had to, spill your feelings about the bachelorette or bachelor. But maybe it wasn't a proposal, but I definitely remember having to do a good amount of talking after eating those kind of peppers.
Yeah, we 100% had a quarantine date that was, okay, here's a big ring and propose. So, I mean, I understand we have limited
things
that we can do.
We've definitely done, obviously, the peppers and then the kissing, which was the whole Carly and Evan thing in Paradise. When they had to eat the peppers.
Oh, right. And then, yeah, like grossness and
yeah. I think it was Carly and Evan. I knew they had a kissing one, but someone did peppers and then having to kiss for a very long time. But I do vaguely remember talking after a lot of peppers. I just don't know, or maybe I just thought it seemed familiar.
Yeah, and I guess she didn't seem too upset about the bending over Florida remark, because when during Greg's proposal, and I use air quotes there, she's like, I guess that's the first time he said, I love you, and that can count. Like, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was all about that. She's like, that in my book, that counts. Like, he loves me. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, and, you know, then we get to the cocktail party where, it starts all positive. We're still having a good time and everything's great. And then we have this argument about, okay, Thomas, do we tell her now? Do we not tell her? And I don't know if anyone is really on Andrew's side about, like, let's just let her.
I was going to say, it was kind of a weird argument, because like they were all saying the same thing in the end, but they were going different ways about it, which made them think that they weren't agreeing. Like, I think they all wanted Katie to know, obviously, but I think Andrew was saying, I don't think we should tell her now. And then I think Trey was saying, well, I think she needs to know as soon as possible, because this could go on for weeks and then she's going to get, basically saying she's going to get more attached to him and then this is going to come out and she's going to be devastated. I didn't take it as Andrew was saying, don't tell her, like, at all. I don't know. Is that how you took it? Or were you, did you take it as she shouldn't know, she should kind of.
He definitely was. Yeah. I mean, he definitely was. Don't tell her now. But I think he was sort of, a lot of us watching it, it was like, well, she's going to figure this out.
And, yeah.
But he also, clearly it was a little bit of self-preservation, because he's like, listen, everything's going great. Why are we going to blow this up? Like, so
yeah.
I understood the.
He was so concerned about that. That was his biggest concern, is that. I think he kept saying ripple effect. Like, he didn't want to make her upset and then everyone again lose time with her because of one person. So I see where he was coming from, because he wanted to, he was probably just like, can't we just have a good night? Like, no drama. And I think they ended up still having that to the degree. Like, she didn't storm off and end the night. But I don't know what I think that was his biggest thing, was don't ruin this night. I don't want to lose time, which is totally understandable, because the past episodes have been crazy. Everyone's been losing time.
You know, and over. I think Andrew sort of picked up on what we were talking about last week, in comparing this to Survivor, where these guys, and they're going to be two for two, so I don't know if this is going to end, but these guys think that they get to decide who stays and who goes. And
right.
I think that was a big part of Andrew's argument too, was, and he even sort of really painted it pretty clearly by saying, like, she hands out the roses. She is who stays here. We don't. And I don't know that all the guys totally get that. Because even later on, when it, the normal cocktail party, when she's like, I just want to talk with guys, and everyone to a person, and, you know, they led with the people who we didn't recognize for a reason, I'm sure, because they're trying, again, self-preservation, and being like, if there's anything about Tom you want to ask me, and she's sort of like, I really just want to, like, have a conversation.
Yeah.
So she's caught in between, because she did say, like, hey, I want to know these things. But at a certain point, like,
yeah, I think she said it. She said it more than past leads, I think, that, like, she wants to know everything. And I don't think we've seen, obviously, that she's not the type that she's going to send you home for, quote unquote, squealing on another guy in the house. Like, she actually wants this to happen. I feel in the past that if you snitch on another person, guy or girl in the house, they're like, oh, well, you're talking about this person, I don't like that, so you're leaving. She's doing the opposite. She's like, no, you're sticking around. Like, you're telling me what's going on, and that's what I want.
Yeah. I do wonder if it's going to get to a point where, and I think she's seen that these first two are like, okay, you guys are right, they were scumbags, but, like, if it starts to get to, like, well, we just don't like that Blake came in late, and we don't like that Hunter's really overconfident. Like, I do think it's going to get to a point where she's going to say, okay, like, if there's something going on in the house, fine. Guess what? I'm making the decisions here, not you. And even though she is the one that has sent, you know, Carl and Thomas home, you know, these guys feel very validated by the way they handled things. And to once again use this Survivor comparison, like, that can't continue to happen where you vote guys out of the house. Like, this is not how this works. Even though you're two for two, doesn't mean it should continue.
Yeah. Or maybe she likes that and it makes decisions easier for her. I mean, she's obviously not completely against it.
Yeah, absolutely. And because it was, to an extent, it was her in Matt's season, where she didn't specifically name people. She did let him know that there was, you know, the mean girl thing going on.
The morale, yeah.
I do wonder, at what point does she go, info good, voting people off, not good? Like, just
tell me the information, but don't tell me what I need to do.
Yeah, being threatened by someone is a whole lot different than a dude who's like, yeah, I came here wanting to be the bachelor. Like, that's something she needs to know. I agree 100%.
Yeah. But
from what they're showing us of like, oh, I don't like that Blake came in here late. Well, that was her decision. And so if you're going to try to get rid of him because of that, I'm hoping at that point she'll be like, nah, we got to move on from that.
Yeah. And obviously you're not supposed to like if someone comes in this late. Like, again, this is the show. This is the show you signed up for.
Right. And it's not Heather late. That's the thing. Is it, you know, it's the fourth week. It's and probably in filming it's probably less than that, because we really haven't seen a lot of rose ceremony. So it's really probably less than 4 weeks in filming time.
Yeah.
Whereas Heather was basically the end.
Yeah. And she never got a chance.
Right, exactly. And so Trey is the one that ultimately sort of blows up this, you know, all this is so great group date. And she did say, okay, tell me more. And this is so I get it. But then it's, I also can understand Andrew, who's like, he ultimately gets the group date rose, Trey does, for nothing really that Trey did. You know, like,
right.
I understand he gives you information, but is that really reflective of Trey?
Or yeah.
Other guys? Or more just like
what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Andrew was definitely upset because, and they foreshadowed it too. He's like, he's definitely not getting the rose. And I was like, okay, so Trey's getting the rose.
Let's just mark that down. Okay. Trey gets that.
20 minutes later. Yes.
Right. Well, and Andrew made, again, you know, I'm sort of team Andrew here, because he's like, you guys say you don't want the drama, and then all you do is bring on the drama.
Just start the drama. Yep.
Right. Like, you're lighting the fuse while saying, like, I don't want any fireworks to go off. Yeah,
and then, exactly. At least Katie got Taco Bell out of it.
I think this is the first time where someone delivers something where we actually got a brand name. Normally, it's like, oh, I know you like a special type of pizza.
Yeah.
Clear, plain block. But for him to actually say the bell, and I'm like,
oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. So,
and what they didn't mention, though, if you noticed what else was on the dish, were Lunchables. And like the sour strings or whatever.
Yeah. Apparently she's just a big Lunchable and Taco Bell fan.
So she's like an 8-year-old with her.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yep, she's basically eight.
she apparently was into the Taco Bell, but not in enough to give Andrew the rose. Trey gets the rose. You know, the next morning, it's supposed to be, okay, well, we got to figure out this Thomas stuff. But then Tayshia's like, well, about that, I actually want to talk to you about something completely different. I brought a friend along, and the long-awaited arrival of Blake.
Yes. Where his entrance was like him just turning around like he was in a photo shoot, brushing his hair, turning around slowly.
I appreciate the producers trying to act like we didn't know it was Blake the whole time, and that they didn't tell us it was Blake. Like,
exactly.
Throughout the season.
That showed us in the trailers, the coming attractions.
Yeah, exactly. And then you had the big quote unquote reveal. And she did talk about how that they spoke via DM, which I appreciated.
Yes, it was just out there in the open. It's not something that's going to come out later. She just got it right out of the way. Like, yep, we spoke. Like, he kept commending me on, you know, everything I did on math season and how I handle myself. And now he's on to his third bachelorette in a year.
And I, again, appreciate her pointing that out as sort of not
a
red flag, but like, listen, dated two other bachelorettes, this would be dating a third. I'm dealing now with people who just want to be on TV. Do you only want to be on TV? And I'm sort of surprised why she didn't bring up the fact that while they were talking in their DM, like, why didn't you ask me out then when we weren't in front of television cameras?
Right. And she was on the fence of well, they made it seem that way, of letting him stay, because that was one of her biggest things. She said, I already have really great connections here, and I don't know if I want to jeopardize those for to have someone come in at this point with all these connections I'm already making. So she, like you said, I liked how she just literally laid everything out to him. Like, this is what I'm dealing with. This is what I don't want, but this is a red flag about you. This is like, I don't know if I should let you. I'll let you know, basically. And then just
left. Well, she put it as, well, I don't want you disrupting our relationships. But what she's seen in the house is she also is like, I think we're about to like cut out all the drama in the house, which obviously would never happen anyways. But she's sort of like, what she's really saying is, I know that this is going to piss off the other guys. And do I want to repeat a phrase, like light that fuse of like, hey, guys, here's Blake. Go, like, here's the chum for the Sharks, you know?
Yeah. And Blake sounds like he thinks he's in it till the end. Like, he's saying he thinks this is going to, I'm the one. Like, this is the connection. This is how it's going to happen.
He did.
So if that happens, that's going to be really something.
He was coming in hot of like, I just know that, you know, if I know you're here for an engagement, and if you let me come back to the house, that's how this is going to end. And I'm like, oh, Blake.
Okay, Blake.
I understand that's the whole what she wants, but I don't want to be 100% anti-Blake, but I just, because he seems like an okay dude. I just can't.
Yeah, he's fine.
He should be going to Paradise. That should be his third show. Like, I just can't get on board with him being on a third Bachelorette. I just.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, this is really only a second time. He didn't really have a choice with the first.
That's true.
He had an option to leave. and he didn't.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
But I think he just wanted to see where it went with Tasia, and that didn't happen. So,
well, because if you remember, when that whole thing happened with Claire and Tasia, he was very clear that, I don't know that I can stay because I've formed this, you know, this great connection. And then on a dime, I mean, and I would have done the same thing when I saw Tasia, but like, yeah. I was like, oh, never mind.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm staying.
I can totally stay here. And so it just, again, seems like an okay dude. But the fact that if you're so into her, you were literally talking to her. It's not like someone who didn't have an opportunity to actually talk with her. you could have already asked her out, or you could, I don't know. I just
yeah.
can't get behind Blake in this season. I can't do it.
It's also funny that they, so we, when we talked last week, I told you that article that I saw about Nick talking about how they had already seen each other prior to the group date last week. So I wonder if this meeting was actually really the first time that they saw, and it was just a little bit, they were like, okay, reenact this, basically that you finding out that this is Blake, or if they just recreate, like, I don't know how it was shot, because there were no inconsistencies in outfits or anything like in the past we've had. So I don't know if, or if just Nick's information was wrong all to begin with, or how this timeline actually played out, because last week there was that story that Nick said they had already talked before last week's, like the vulnerable date where they all shared everything. So I wonder how it was actually shot and happened.
And I mean, I guess they could have cut it up so that they recorded it. And that was the first time. And then they just aired it a different time. But yeah, that's interesting, because the oh my God, Blake seemed, if they had her recreated, I thought she did a good job.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it really until I was like, oh yeah, this was supposed to have happened last week's, during last week's event. Not last week, obviously,
but. Yeah, I just, so like A+ for Katie in that respect. And I guess Blake is fine. Like, it seemed, like until you mentioned it now, I didn't even think about it. But yeah, I can't get into Blake on this season. And so, you know, she eventually, which they, I thought they would play up more, because, you know, and we'll go over the, obviously we'll get to the rose ceremony itself, but when she withheld the rose from Thomas, she never gave that rose out. So I'm just thinking, like, how do you not play up, I had this final rose, and instead of giving it to someone else, I had to give it to you.
It was kind of just left unsaid, really.
Yeah. Before we get to, because I want to end on Katie's moment, because I thought it was pretty cool. So Thomas, as he's thinking through still, like we were talking about, like, what am I going to say? And so everyone else is waiting for the cocktail party, and he goes over to her hotel room. You could just see, I hope you're doing okay. And she basically said, bitch, please.
Like, yeah, basically.
How are you not bringing up The Bachelor right now? Like, you need me to bring up this idea that you came here wanting to be The Bachelor? Come on. How do you not lead with that? Like, that should come off right
there. And if you've ever seen a full season, you know at this point you're already not going to be The Bachelor.
Well, Caitlin, brilliant point by her. You know how you don't become The Bachelor? By telling everybody that you want to become The Bachelor.
Yeah. Like,
that's just never going to
happen. Exactly. And I think I said this last week, that you're obviously, I think it goes through everyone's mind at some point.
Like, absolutely.
It's always, it's whether that's the reason why you're going, or, you know, if things don't work out with this guy or girl, there's, and I have a big presence on the show, I could be the next bachelorette or bachelor.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how it goes.
Right. And as sweet talking as he is, he definitely missed that opportunity by saying, you know, you turn the tables and you say, you didn't go on Matt's season thinking I'm going to be the bachelorette. But it's obviously, it's a possibility, because everyone on that show, it's a possibility for. So right. I never came here saying I want to be the bachelor, but I was realistic enough to recognize that one of us is probably going to be the bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why he's probably like a B minus sweet talker, because he missed a lot of, like, he's good at talking in circles, but he missed a lot of, I think, good opportunities to talk himself out of this mess quickly.
Yeah, he doesn't fully commit to what he's saying.
A perfect way to put it. Absolutely. And because even with the Bachelor stuff, when she did confront him, he's like, well, because I'm open to anything. And no, 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 that's the wrong angle to take, because you shouldn't say you're open to being the Bachelorette. You just recognize it, or the Bachelor. You just recognize, of course, it could be in the future, because that's generally where they come from.
It could be, yeah, it could be another opportunity to find love if this does not work out.
Absolutely.
For you.
Just like you, because you went to find love with Matt, but now you're here and you didn't plan on being here. He's not fully formed, I think, as a crap talker. He's like still finding his way of how to like talk crap and
he's
lie.
Learning.
Yeah, he definitely needs to improve his lying. And he hasn't quite figured out how to not make things worse.
Yeah. But
getting back to the guys and saying, like, I just want to apologize, you know. Or he didn't know. He said, I went to talk to her, so I didn't take time from you. As they're like, dude, it's midnight. So that's
which is crazy, by the way.
Yeah. Like, so
all this stuff happened. That way.
Yeah. So actually, that's exactly what you did. And then before the rose ceremony, where he did his like, can I interrupt for a second? I just want to apologize to everyone for all the drama. And like, if you weren't already going home, dude, that's like, talk about just sealing it
up. Yeah,
and
I think honestly he thought that was going to save him, maybe, to do like a public apology in front of all the guys just standing there. And I'm sorry that my impression of me was not here for the right reasons, but you know, I you just like dug your hole deeper.
You know, and the exact opposite, I think, of someone like Thomas is Michael A., who already has a rose, gets some time, sits down with her, doesn't mention Thomas, doesn't ask if she has any questions about the house, is strictly just talking about them and like moving and question, you know, like just the two
crazy thought.
I know, like, oh, wow, you mean we need to talk about each other and, like, talk to each other about each other? What
our future might look like? Wow.
The madness of it all. And as opposed – and, yes, he had the rose, so he certainly wasn't in any sort of survival mode like a lot of these dudes who clearly were just like, yes, send Thomas home. Please don't – I can't.
Yeah, he just took this time to actually talk about themselves, which was – wow.
Because you had even Brendan, who, you know, took the initiative to take her first, was like, do you want to know any information about the house? Do you need a social security number? Do you need to know what books he's reading?
I'll tell you anything.
Bro, like, you would be awful in interrogation, my lord. Like, you would flip in a second.
Can you just calm down?
Like, what's happening? Thomas is doing plenty of digging himself. Like, slow your roll, guy.
God.
And so then,
I honestly forgot that this episode was a dating show. That from this, like, what was this? We had one date.
Seriously, and over 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And this was with the rose ceremony basically being squeezed into like 15 or 20 minutes. So it's not even like they stretch the rose ceremony out that long.
Yeah.
And before the rose ceremony, I was immediately felt the punch to the gut, because when Katie told Tayshia and Caitlin that, oh, you know, I'm thinking about sending him home, I'm like, oh, she's totally going to keep him.
I did too. I was like, oh,
man.
And especially even all the way to the end when she said Thomas's name, I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, you did so good with Carl, and I thought we were on a good track.
Yeah, and so we get to the end here, unless there's something else that I missed from the one date, other drama. But so she's handing out the roses, and this is where actually they got to Justin. And I was like, there's a Justin on this show? Okay, well, that's cool. And Josh was the other one.
I knew who Justin was, but I didn't know that was his name. If that makes sense. I knew his face.
So they finally, she gets the little final rose and calls Thomas's name, and everybody freaks out, obviously. When they went to commercial, I think that's when I figured out she wasn't going to give him the rose, but I sort of had the reaction the other guys did when she called his name. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
But I loved the way she handled it. And I kind of, again, wish she would have done it earlier, but the fact that it was in front of everybody was pretty badass.
Yeah. I loved it. It was perfect.
Like he thinks he's getting the rose and she immediately steps backwards away from him.
Yeah. Like you are
just, close. That's where she just unloads the clip on him. She's mm-hmm. like, selfish and unkind and a liar. Boom. You're best.
I think he was basically just like, okay. And then walks out.
Get out.
And I even try to argue the fact that you're right.
Yeah. If anybody would have tried to, cause like Carl, I got when Carl just walked off, cause Carl knew he got pretty early on.
Yeah.
Thomas seems like someone that always thinks he can talk his way out. So I'm a little surprised that he just sort of did the like pirouette and leave. Mm-hmm. I really thought he was gonna try to unload like some sweet talking on, or at least like, I'm sorry you feel that way and you let these men
exactly one of those
decision. But you know, I wish the best for you, even if you're making a terrible decision.
Yeah.
And instead he just walked out, and so
your bachelor audition ends tonight.
Yeah, beautiful line. I don't care who came up with it. I don't care if it was a producer. I don't care if it was Tayshia. I don't care if it was her. Whoever it was.
That was great.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And so did we lose four?
Three, I think. Well, four with Thomas.
With Thomas.
Included. So, yeah. So Thomas, David, Christian, and Connor C.
So, wonderful question we need to ask every time. Is Connor B still Connor B, or can we start just calling him Connor? Because there's still this day that we still call by their initial and did their entire season, even when the other person left.
I think we can probably go with Connor.
Or like, do we still call it Connor the cat guy? Or
yeah, Connor cat.
I mean, because he could really be Connor C now. Connor B can move to Connor C. Because
exactly.
And so we only lost three though, because as we then found out, knock, knock, knock on the door.
Which this was great.
And
like, I really don't think he thought she was coming.
So rarely do we get moments on either of these franchises where things aren't fully set up beforehand. You know, you have a camera inside, so you know someone's coming. Like he literally, not just
because he had no idea.
But the fact that he looked like he just rolled out of bed, like facially, and then, you know, the rest of his body.
I mean, he probably did, though. It was like, at that point, it was probably two or 3 a.m.
Sure.
I mean, he was probably in bed.
Clearly, he sleeps naked. So, I mean, I guess bully for you. And I appreciate that not only did he put clothes on, and I'm sure the post-production people and Katie both appreciate that. So they didn't have to pixelate anything out, but that he thought of to throw a mint in his mouth. as much as I'm not Team Blake, I thought that was very, very forward thinking of him, because I think a lot of people waking up 3 in the morning.
My first thought would have been the clothes, I think. And then I'm not sure I would even think of grabbing a mint if someone
he didn't think to put anything other than boxers on. He didn't think to bring his room key with him because he ends up getting locked out of the room. But he did think of putting a mint in his mouth so that he didn't completely repulse.
Good for him.
So Blake, I'm obviously not the head of your fan club, but good job.
Yeah, there is some there is some sort of connection between them. Like, she obviously wants him there. He wants to be there. It seems like, I don't know, there's something there with them. It could be something.
Could be. Absolutely. And I want to trust Katie. And ultimately, she's made the right decisions, even if it's taken her, too slow for my liking. Just something about the fact that he could have just asked her out, you know,
yeah,
months before she was ever the bachelorette. I just,
yeah, why'd you wait?
Just, I don't know. It just gets me, but I do agree. They, especially with that, back and forth, I thought was very cute. And
they seemed like you could tell that they've talked before, but it seemed pretty like comfortable between the two of them. So
yeah, 100%. And, you know, next week, right away, we see that he becomes public enemy number one, shock the world.
Understandably.
And along with Hunter, which is a little surprising, but so it's going to be the world, you know, Blake against the world. And then we have the just check off the box. We have to have a physical competition where someone gets hurt.
Of course.
So have the make sure you have the ambulance ready to go.
Yep. And it wouldn't be, it would not be a season without some sirens.
You knew it was coming. And yep. So we'll see how long. And so actually before we, do you think Blake is long for this show? And not to win or whatever, but like, is he a two-weeker? Is he, you know, are we talking about him in your hometowns? What do you think?
I don't know. I think it seems they seem to have a genuine connection just with what we saw. So I'm going to say toward the end. I don't know if he's like last two, but I could see him going, being part of hometowns.
Interesting. Cause I mean, what, we're at 15, I think now. So he still, you know,
yeah, there's still, I mean, I feel like there might be, so I heard that they're, which makes sense for this episode, that they're kind of stretching things out a bit because I think her season reportedly ended a week early. So it's obviously not a Claire Dale situation, but I think it just, they said that it ended a week early, so they kind of had to stretch some episodes out. Which makes sense for this week that we only got one date and had to fill the rest with whatever was happening. But I see him going far. Again, I don't know if he's the last one standing, but I could see him being part of hometowns and having to explain why he's on his third bachelorette in a year. I could see it happening.
Oh Lord, that would be fun actually to see because I even think his parents would just be like, "So
what are you doing?
you're on your third bachelorette, and is she better than Tayshia? Is she better than Claire? Like, how do you rank them?" I
mean, yeah,
awkwardness.
Rank them 1 to 3.
Oh my God, how incredible would that be? So yeah, we'll see if the injury is serious and how badly these guys, you know, come for Blake and the drama that ensues. Is there anything else in the non Katie Thurston world that is
Well, Katie related, she threw the first pitch at a Seattle game last week or 2 weeks ago. Pretty good pitch. It was a little high, but not horrible.
High is better than low. Never want to roll it.
Yeah, it was surprising. It was pretty good. Wells is back with Bachelor in Paradise.
He will
still be a bartender, but he will also be the master of ceremonies. So we'll see him more. There's a story that came out yesterday about all Bachelor Nation influencers who received PPP loans for being influencers on Instagram.
Stop.
Yeah, so that's kind of a thing that a lot of people are weighing in on, and a lot of people are defending, Tayshia included. She received, Tayshia. The ones that were mentioned were Tayshia, Colton, obviously Ari and Lauren.
Of course.
They have yet to comment because in the articles it's saying how that they just bought their Hawaii home.
With PPP money. That's frigging great. Oh my.
Yeah. So that article just came out I think late last night or this morning. And so now that some Bachelor Nation, like Tasia and Colton, are defending why they received, because you might not know, but these, they now have their own companies, like LLCs of
sure.
media. So yeah, so that's going on right
what
now.
A mess. Oh my yep. God.
Sean Lowe is boycotting the Bachelorette this season because of all the Chris Harrison stuff, but Catherine is watching. That came out, and I don't know if you saw, I reposted on our Instagram, but I know you didn't watch the Juan Pablo season.
I did not. I missed that gem.
So, well, lucky you. Juan Pablo's daughter, who is a teenager at this point, recreated Claire's breakup scene.
Oh, no.
Him. Yeah, it's pretty cringy if you want to watch that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And then Carly spoke out about her being in the hospital. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Basically, she was on an airplane and she just became so nauseous and lost her eyesight. And then all of a sudden couldn't see anything. And she had lots of intestinal pain. And they still don't really know what's wrong with her. So she came out, and that's basically why they said she passed out on an airplane. So we'll have to...
She's still playing nice with Evan, or really is what? Evan playing nice with, is Evan still playing nice with her?
Like I'm sure he's being the doctor in that situation. Mm-hmm. And then the last story that I have is, there was this meme on that one of the Bachelor sites posted, and it was saying something about how you're on the show, but you also went to acting school, and so you want to be an actor on the show. But the picture was Greg. Like, I don't know if you saw it.
I didn't, but someone sent me a note about this, that apparently Greg went to acting class.
Yeah. And it was basically saying, oh, when you're saying you're not here, when you're here for the right reasons, but you went to acting school. Mm-hmm. And it was a picture of basically like Greg crying or doing something, and Katie liked it. And then Greg's sister apparently commented and started bashing Katie.
Oh,
so yeah. So I don't know if that's any indication on if there's rocky waters ahead.
This has Pilot Pete and his family drama
exactly.
written all friggin' over it.
Exactly. So I'm not really sure. We're going to have to wait this one out.
Yeah, I had heard that someone sent me a thing that said, like, oh, I heard he took acting classes, which is different than going to like a full on acting school.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had friends who've taken those sort of classes just to help with their sort of their shyness.
Yep.
Saying that's why he did it, but there mm-hmm. are reasons for taking acting classes other than wanting to actually be an actor, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah, that is a lot of drama fitting there.
Yeah. So I don't know. Not sure how that will play out. Hopefully. I don't know.
Well, listen, I thought the show had a lot of drama, but that is, there's a lot going on in there.
Oh yeah. The meme said, when the guy next to you is getting interrogated about wanting to be the Bachelor, and you've got to pretend to be disgusted while hiding your acting career aspiration. And it's a picture of Greg. So Katie liked it. And then his sister went off. Katie, you liked this post, but was such a supporter of removing the toxicity and Mean Girls. When you were on Matt's season, you'd think you'd have those intentions were genuine, blah, blah, blah. I'm just really disappointed in this. So.
Dun, dun, dun.
To be continued.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's a lot there. Thank you, Katie. And thank you, other Katie Thurston, for providing us with some quality content. Folks, we're only 4 episodes into this season and got a long way to go.
I feel like it's been 4 months.
they might be stretching it out, but we still got a long way to go either way. So at Bachelor Podcast on all socials, we will be back in our normal environments next week following the 4th of July. So, of course, you know there'll be fireworks. Oh, yes.
Oh, nice one.
I hope ABC uses that in their promo about next week's episode.
They probably will.
And we'll see you here next week.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.